Welcome, welcome, welcome to the 48th installment of The Bobby Kuto Show. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, we join together. You're curious why? Well, in case you didn't know, Kurt Cobain, Nirvana, Twenty-seven years ago, 1993. And with this amazing jam, you remember. If you weren't angry back then, Nirvana sure gave you a reason to be angry. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the 48th episode of The Bobby Kuto Show. Thank you, Nirvana, Kurt Cobain. Guys, Nevermind was released in 1991. It was the second studio album for the American rock band Nirvana. And in case you didn't know, Nirvana, it means the state of perfect happiness and peace. And the irony in that, considering Kurt Cobain took his life at the age of 27. A lot of controversy involved with that, if you remember, his girlfriend Courtney. And the idea that, you know, there might have been some wrongdoing leading up to his death. But 27 years ago it happened, and here we are 27 years later, and the world has accepted the fact that maybe he just passed away. Took his own life. Sadness. Sadness. If you guys haven't had a chance to check it out, go check it out. His actual suicide note letter, kind of bummer, and you can read it. And the crazy thing about it all is that, you know, you can actually kind of relate. You know, you read the thing, and he's talking about the struggles in his life, and he actually addressed the letter to Buddha. Like I said, if you guys haven't had a chance or have a chance to check it out, I mean, it's kind of creepy, but yet gives you a sense of where he was in his mind when that happened. You know, and I only bring that up, guys. We always live in a world where we think the materialistic things around us are what make us happy. Money, property, things of that nature. But the truth and reality is that only you control that, right? Only you have control over your happiness and the direction of your life. If you ever allow anyone to mislead you or drive you in a direction that you don't want to go, you really don't have anybody to blame but yourself. You know, that's really just going to be you and no one else. So thank you so much for joining the episode, guys. I know it's been a while. I mean, close to a month this time around, but I will tell you that other things have been happening. I've been busy producing and recording the latest installment of the Disgruntled American Podcast. Episode 1 is available now. If you want to go check that out on Apple, iTunes, or any of your favorite media platforms, they're all there. Go check it out. I mean, it was an amazing episode working with Joe and Steve. And of course, obviously, it takes a lot of time to put these things together. So, you know, I try my best to organize the time. And again, I've mentioned it before, guys, we're 48 episodes in, so you know, I will never just sit behind the microphone just to sit behind the microphone. It's always got to be substance. It's got to be something I want to talk about and a message that I want to deliver to you. And I think that right now in this time, in this climate, what we're in, what we're living in right now with the vaccinations and no vaccinations and do you do it? Do you not do it? I mean, this is just, I mean, absolutely insane. I'll be honest with you. I was writing the show and I didn't even know what direction to go in. I really didn't. I wanted to keep the show relevant and close to what it was originally, you know, with the history and the music. And it's almost like I feel guilty talking about these things now because there's just so much going on. And I'd like to think that maybe there's a voice, that maybe I have a voice, maybe I have influence, that maybe something I'm saying could help you in your life and the things that you do daily. So that's why I come behind the mic. That's why I come here. That's why I deliver this message. So I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad you made it. And again, just a real quick reminder, if you haven't had a chance to go check out the DAP, go check out the DAP, the Disgruntled American Podcast with Joe and Steve. So guys, 1993, we are celebrating 1993 today. In 1993, if you guys didn't know, 27 years ago, That's a long time, man. That's a really, really long time. And if you didn't know, I mean, we opened the show with Nirvana, and that wasn't an accident. The reason we did that was because they were the, if you had to crown the grunge rock band of the 90s, you would have to say that Nirvana would top that list. I mean, there were a couple of them out there. The Smashing Pumpkins, Pearl Jam was another one as well. They all had great success in the 90s, but ultimately Nirvana, I believe, was the catalyst. Smells Like Teen Spirit was that jam that anybody could relate to. I mean, we were all angry back then. Don't you remember? I mean, I don't know why we were mad, but everybody was mad in the 90s. Why? Who knows? A couple of things going on right now. Just current events. SolarWinds hacked by China. In case you guys didn't know, SolarWinds is the software-based systems that our government uses to protect all of our government data on their network. And somehow China got into that. They're saying China, Russia, and even some of the nuclear facilities in which are governed by that software were also hacked. So that's a little scary. Keep an eye on that. Other things going on. Joe Biden elect. Trump says he's not leaving. So we might want to look out for that and see what's happening there. And as early as yesterday, Defense Department announced that they were cutting off any conversations with the Biden transition team due to some security issues. I mean, obviously, we have heard more about the Hunter Biden laptop, and I think we're going to continue to hear more and more about that. I mean, I mentioned that quite a while ago. It was some information. I mean, again, whether you're liberal, whether you're conservative, I go looking for news everywhere. I think that knowing what other people are consuming is just as important as the things that interest you. So I don't just specifically read conservative news. I don't specifically read liberal news. I read all news, and I try to form my own opinion, is which what I always try to empower in you guys, to make your own decisions and to not take things at face value. Do the research yourself. Read, look into it. It's out there. I mean, regardless. I mean, I know Google, Facebook, Twitter, you know, that whole debauchery, the way that they're filtering our information, our content, and really just, you know, mining their own objective and narrative. That's kind of scary, especially when you get a company like Facebook that is probably one of the largest companies in the world. I know we don't look at them that way because they don't really produce anything. You know, it's a digital company that doesn't produce a product per se, you know, other than the portals and the things that they manufacture and sell. But ultimately, they're a data company. And they are one of the largest companies in the world, and they have a lot of control. So a lot of the information that we see, a lot of the information that we're giving up is going to Facebook and that organization. So remember that. I mean, it's so easy to just get on your phone, do things, search certain criteria, maybe something that you're interested in. But remember that somebody can see every single thing that you, every keystroke. Not just what you're looking at, every single keystroke, whatever you type into your keyboard, that information is shared. And the crazy thing is they build these profiles. You know, just recently, China, they announced that China has purchased, you know, the 23andMe's, the Ancestry.com. So now, you know, they own the largest DNA database of Americans. So that's a little disturbing as well. You know, you talk about biological warfare, being able to specifically target certain races, colors, or creeds just based on their DNA. That's all a possibility. So again, I don't want to ring the alarm, guys, but this is stuff that's happening all around us. The world is continuing to rotate, and we are just on it for the ride. Remember that the government, our government, is not the controlling entity of your life. You, the individual, you, the person, regardless of what you are, American, Portuguese, Puerto Rican, Mexican, Haitian, it doesn't matter. You as an individual are a human being upon this planet. The government is an entity that was created by man and is controlled by man. So therefore, never lose sight of that. You know, it's so easy to get caught up in the government told me to do this and government told me to do that. And I can't leave the house and I can leave the house and I got to wear a mask and I don't wear a mask. And all of that is created by an entity that doesn't know you. These people don't know you. They don't know you. They don't know your needs. They don't know your moral compass. They don't know what makes you happy. They don't know what makes you sad. The only thing they know how to do is move money around. And again, back to my original statement when I opened the show and said, monetary and physical objects do not bring you happiness. But the government seems to think otherwise. The government seems to think if they give you money, that'll keep you just happy and that you can continue on. If the goal in your life is to never work again and to be completely dependent upon another entity that may or may not provide you with what you need, then socialism and the direction that we're going in is exactly where you want to be. If you work for a living, if you don't mind working for a living, if you're intelligent enough or smart enough to create something and generate revenue to better your life or support your family, then those are really, really, really important values that I believe will extend the longevity of our independence. So we are at a crossroads right now, today. We are at a crossroads, you, me, everyone in America, where we need to decide who is in control. Is it you? Is it me? Is it the government? Are we actually doing the things that we want to do and not doing the things that we want to do? Guys, remember this very, very easily. I'm just gonna put this right out there for you. You know, we may say, hey, you know what? I'm going to stay home today because the government told me to. Keep in mind that one day, there will come a day, hopefully many, 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 many years from now, where you'll be laying in your deathbed and you're going to be sitting there hoping for that one more day. You know, that one day that you were locked in the house, you know, that one day that you were quarantined, those days, you can't get them back. There will come a day where you'll want to collect on those days and you won't be able to. So just keep that in mind. Take these days one by one and take them because they're valuable. One day you won't have them. And if we keep moving in the direction that we're going, if we keep empowering this narrative, then we are destined to be doomed. You know, the founding fathers wrote the Constitution to protect us from exactly this, the tyranny. You know, there are ways to get around everything. The rules are the rules. The rules are for some. But there is always a way around them. And I think that that's what we're seeing now. I think the government has enough people in play. And I always mention this. These are the smartest and brightest people in the world. You know, the people that are working for the government, they're the best at what they do. And if it's profiling people, if it's, you know, coming up with these ridiculous theories of how people will react to certain situations, then they're the best at that. They're going to continue to do that. My only concern and hope is that we, as a people, can identify that and put a stop to it. You know, the Governor Cuomo's of the world, the Bill de Blasio's of the world, these people that are absolutely trying to prevent the function and democracy of this nation. They want to instill these mandates and they want to have this sense of control over all of us that, you know, in reality is detrimental to everything we're doing. It creates separation. And if we continue to do this, at some point, you're not going to want it anymore. You know, you're going to want to break out of that cage. Although, like I mentioned a second ago, I mean, if you don't want to work and you just want to sit home and you want to collect a check, and many do. I mean, that's just, there's just a group of people in society that don't want to contribute to the greater good. You know, as I've said in previous podcasts, if you're not creating something, then there is no value. You know, as a country, we need to create a product, a gross product, whether it's cars or food or whatever it may be. We need to produce that and we need to export that. We need to sell that because that's what makes us valuable as a nation. If we do not produce and we do not create things, then quite honestly, we're not going to last very long. And you have countries like China lined itself up to take control of the world. You heard me. I didn't say the United States. I'm talking about the world. China's goal isn't to just come into the United States, it is to take over the world. They know that we are the biggest threat. So what do? You start from the top down. And they're going to do that. Again, you know, all this time that we're creating and developing and we're doing medical advances in science, China's just doing things to figure out ways of just either reverse engineering everything and just taking over the world. Like, that's their number one purpose. And if anybody thinks otherwise, then you're absolutely and seriously misled. China has no other objective but to take us out. That's what they want to do. I mean, imagine a world, in all seriousness, imagine a world where China is the government. Imagine that it's not Biden. Imagine that it's not Trump. Imagine having a day. I would say all the Trump haters out there. Imagine having a day where you wish Trump was the president, right? That Xi wasn't your president. Imagine that that's a possibility. I told my kids the other day, we were sitting at the table. I said, guys, imagine a world. Seriously, stop for a second and imagine a world where we don't control our own government, where our government is from another nation. I mean, imagine that. You know, we always think of, it's funny because we always think of, you know, wars and attacks coming from the shores. You know what I mean? Like, well, if China was going to attack us, they'd come from the west. If China was going to attack us, they'd come from the east. Or even in this case, you know, China's up north with Canada. Justin Trudeau, they're actually some type of cold weather training together. I mean, to me, that's very, very disturbing. I don't like that. I don't understand why Canada is doing military training with China in Canada. Without the United States, Canada doesn't really have a military defense. You know what I mean? Like, what are they going to do? I mean, honestly, like they depend on us for their sovereignty. So when you bring nations, communist nations like China into your country and you're practicing war games right at the border, to me, that's very disturbing. And I don't know what the message is that you're trying to send out there, Justin Trudeau, but that's a serious problem. You know, Prime Minister, you need to really, really, really rethink that because you're not being a good neighbor. If you had a neighbor and your neighbor had a cousin that was abusive and making methamphetamines and, you know, poisoning your neighbors, wouldn't you go over to your neighbor and be like, hey, dude, you know, your brother's got to go or your sister's got to go or your cousin's got to go because they're not good for you, they're not good for me, they're not good for the neighborhood, right? Wouldn't you do that? I mean, I think that's the space that we're in right now where, you know, this is our neighbors to the north and we've always had a great relationship with Canada, but the idea that Justin Trudeau would allow this to happen is very disturbing to me. So you know me, I'm a why guy. So why, I ask myself, why in God's green earth would Justin Trudeau want to do cold weather training with China? To me, that doesn't really make any sense. Like, I can't wrap my head around that. So I asked the question. I said, gee, well, what could it possibly be? Well, the truth is that, you know, these politicians, and I say it over and over again, whether it's in Canada, whether it's in the United States, these politicians, they're egotistical. They have egos that are bigger than their bodies. So they tend to do things and think that they are untouchable. You know, let's just say that they do things on their phones, or do things on their computer and do inappropriate things, send inappropriate pictures, receive inappropriate pictures. That's probably all happening. And, you know, it doesn't have to be pedophilia. It could be, you know, these politicians interacting with other women or men inappropriately, right? That's enough. I think you've got a generation of politicians who never understood, just like us, just like me, just like you, the consequences of using our phones and inputting and receiving data that we think is secure between you and I. That doesn't exist. You know, that there's no reality to that. The reality of whenever you send information, again, keystroke by keystroke, that information is being stored and it's being uploaded into some server where later on, here we go, Justin Trudeau is getting a phone call. You know, we mentioned this in the Disgruntled American podcast. They're getting a phone call from somebody in China saying, hey, listen, it would be a real shame if you know, we released this information of you in this less than desirable situation where you shared naked photos or you said this or you said that. I mean, this is forever, guys. This is forever. You know, any single one of you, I challenge everyone. Have you ever never said anything that you regretted? We all have. We all have. We've all said it. We've all been in situations where maybe we might have thought we were around a group of people and said something that maybe we regret to this day. Now, imagine if somebody had recorded that and had it stored somewhere and was just waiting for that right exact moment to release that information. That's what we're talking about here. You know, and they have that information. And then, you know, it could be the farthest thing from your mind. And then one day you receive a phone call from someone that says, hey, we have this information. And we're going to share this information if you don't do what we want. Imagine that. And I believe, honestly believe, that that is the space we are in right now. That there are governing controls out there. There are people out there. And guys, there are people in China, even Israel. There are people, that's all they do. That's all they do all day long, day in and day out, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And they just data mine. They data mine. They data mine. And everybody is on that information superhighway. There is information on everybody. How many of you all, hands up, Ancestry.com, right? I'm there. My wife is there. Most of the people I know is there. Steve's not there. Steve didn't do it. But most people I know are. So now they have a DNA profile for every single human who's ever done an Ancestry DNA test. Or a 23andMe. Pick your pick. Doesn't really matter. They have that. I mean, to me, that's kind of creepy, right? That's creepy that somebody out there in the world has my DNA. I feel like I've been violated and there's nothing I can do about it. Why? Well, when I originally did it, it was an American company. You know, the idea that Ancestry.com could have been sold to a China entity, right? Who knew that? None of us did. Again, who's watching this stuff? Who's monitoring this? Who's regulating these purchases? Nobody. Guys, let's not forget TikTok, right? Let's talk about TikTok. TikTok was a China company. TikTok had ties to the Chinese government. The United States government said, hey, listen, unless you sell to an American company, and so now an American company owns TikTok. So that makes everything okay or not okay? China just hacked into the United States Defense Department. These are the most sophisticated, highly secured servers in all of the world. And China was able to get in and get the information they wanted. And we didn't even know it. They just released the information. And this is going back to June. Back in June. So imagine the amount of data that China has on the United States. And not just about you and me, but the inner workings of everything. Things that we don't know, information that we would have never have the privilege of reading. China has it. China has the emails from Hillary Clinton. They have it all. And, you know, you'll wonder at what point do they drop the proverbial bomb where this information is shared with everyone. It doesn't even have to come from China. I should say, we don't have to think that it came from China. China just has to leak it out. China just has to send it in one direction. The CBSs, the NBCs, the ABCs of the world love that. The CNNs love that information. They take it, they run with it, and they don't even fact check it. They just do it. Why? Because it's just the bomb. It doesn't even have to be true anymore. You throw it out there, let it simmer a little bit. People talk about it, and before you know it, it's truth and reality. And that's where we're at. Again, not to get too far off on that, guys. I just really, really wanted to share that information with you and just make you aware that this is happening right now. This is happening today. You think you have control. You think you have security. We do not. And I put you all on warning. Your phones are going to be detrimental. Our phones, our cell phones, are detrimental to our existence. I hate to say it. I'm as guilty, guys. I'm a podcaster. Everything I do pretty much 90% of my promos, everything that I is on my phone. It's just so simple. But the truth and reality is that somebody is watching all of that. Somebody's taking all of that information. It was funny, I watched a video the other day of a guy holding a phone and he somehow broke the software and it was actually showing on the screen what the phone was doing as he was walking around the room. So if you were to hold your phone in your hand and say you were texting with someone or you were reading something, the camera is always in the outbound. There's always a camera on the outside, right? So as you're walking, that you don't know when that camera's on. The camera's never off. The camera's always on. So as you're scrolling around the room, it's literally recording everything you do. It's recording everything that's on your table. It's recording everything that's in front of you, and it's data mining. If it sees a bottle of Coca-Cola, it knows you like Coca-Cola. If it sees a bottle of orange juice, it knows you like orange juice. And the next thing you know, you're getting all this marketing. And that's the marketing end of it. Where does that information go outside of that, right? So they use it to profile you. In other words, it's baiting is really what it is. If you know what deer eat, if you're hunting deer and you know what deer eat, then you put that food out so that the deer can come and eat it. And when the deer come and eat it, that is when you do what you need to do. Isn't that the same thing here? They're baiting us, telling us what we want, telling us what we like, and then getting us to pull the trigger. So look around, guys. Just really look around and pay attention to what's going on around you. The news is just absolutely terrible. It really is terrible. It's a terrible state of affairs, the idea that to think that our news organizations are leading us in a direction for their own well-being. Whatever that may be. If it is the George Soros of the world, it is the George Soros of the world. We don't know. We'll never know. We won't. We will never know. There are so many things going on right now that we will never be privileged to. So you need to make these decisions for yourself. You need to figure out what's going to work for you. Otherwise, what happens? We're a communist country under a new law, a new order, under a new government. How does that all look? How does that all look to you? I mean, maybe it might not happen in our generation, but what about your kids and their kids? Are we going to be flying an American flag or are we going to be flying a red communist flag? Seriously, really, really think about that. Really think about that. Now let's shift gears a little bit. We could talk about that forever, you know what I mean? But again, that's why you guys tune into the Disgruntled American Podcast, because that's really the brunt of the conversation there with Steve and Joe. We're really talking about the current events, things that are going on around us, the things that really matter, I think. You know, it's really, really important for me to know that we're delivering a great message, and I'm so excited to be working with those guys. So make sure you go check it out, the Disgruntled American Podcast, and it's available on all your favorite platforms. 27 years ago, let's shifting gears a little bit here. Do you guys remember Waco, Texas? If you guys remember, it was 27 years ago, the Branch Davidians in Waco, Texas. If anybody's watched that documentary, I suggest you do so. It's just really, really, really great. I think it gives you a real great idea of what took place there. So if you don't remember Waco, Texas, it was a commune. You know, this guy, David Koresh, come up with this idea that he was the prophet. You know, he was the next coming. And he did. He had a following of people, over 75 people, as a matter of fact, that went into this commune with him. And, you know, they were kind of just doing their thing. So they created this community and they were all living there. And somehow the government got involved, the FBI, and claimed that they had massive amounts of firearms and ammunition in this place. So for whatever reason, the government had a hard on for these people and they really went in there. And I know I've talked about this in the past in previous podcasts. I couldn't even tell you what episode it was, but we did talk about this for a little bit. And the part of this that really gets me the most is that pay attention to this. Because this was a situation where these people were just kind of doing their own thing. You know, they were out in the middle of nowhere, Waco, Texas, like in the middle of nowhere. It wasn't like they were instigating. It wasn't like they were going around and pillaging and none of that. These people were literally living in their own community, doing their own thing, growing their own vegetables. And even, you know, again, to each his own, you know, to each his own. Some people are into that stuff. That's fine. But in this case, these people were literally minding their own business. And somehow the government decided that they were going to take them out. So, and with that said, I'm going to play a little clip for you guys to just listen to real quick, and you'll appreciate this.
Armored personnel carriers are moving around now.
So what I want to play for you right now is Tom Brokaw and Jim Cummings. They were covering the story from the Branch Davidian, and this was that last moment where it was the end of that 51-day standoff, and the federal authorities decided that they were going to go in there. So they were shooting these canisters, flashbang canisters, into the building, and it caught fire. People, unfortunately, were unable to escape, leading up to the 75 deaths.
The armored personnel carriers are moving around now. This is almost burned to the ground. It has been a raging fire. And it's been going on for how long at this point, Jim?
I'd say it's been going on 20 minutes.
Yeah, boy, it burned everything very quickly.
Yeah.
Obviously, it was set because it moved through there and fed on that was a stucco and wood compound?
It was mostly wood, and it was wood frame. And this morning, FBI agent Ricks was asked about the construction. Right. He said it was flimsy, and that was one of the reasons I think they were nibbling away at the corners.
You know, and the real scary thing about all this is, guys, is that, you know, we talk about this, and this is really what's happening right now. You know, you talk about the Second Amendment, you talk about government coming to take your firearms. This is it. This is a situation where I honestly believe that the government decided that they were going to go in and they were going to take these people out. And this could be you. This could be me. This could be your loved ones. This could be anybody. This could be anybody. You think you live in a free country. You think that you're safe in your home, that this is my property and I can do what I want. These people, 76 people, 76 innocent souls, thought the same thing until the FBI went in and literally burnt this place to the ground and killed all these people. You've got firearms, you've got religion, and you've got property. All three of those things that we hold sacred to us, all three of those, and they were taken away that day.
10 miles outside of town, and a lot of it's two-lane roads, and they're not in the best condition.
We want to show you. We want to show you now what happened earlier today. This began at about 6 o'clock this morning, local time. They began to punch through various parts of the building, and then filled it with CS gas. They didn't throw in tear gas grenades, but they began to close in on him. They said it was not the final assault. They wanted to make life uncomfortable. They demanded, the federal agents demanded a surrender earlier this morning. Now we're back on live picture, I believe. These are the first fire trucks arriving in Waco.
And it's funny, you know, he mentioned that they demanded a surrender. What were they surrendering? Right, but what were they surrendering?
David Koresh, the Branch Davidians, were first served. They attempted to serve warrants because they had violated federal firearms regulations. They had illegal weapons in there, according to the federal agents, and hundreds of thousands of rounds of ammunition. You remember that four...
Which none of it was true. None of it was true.
The assault began early on a Sunday morning, if I recall. A small village has grown up about 2 miles...
It's amazing. From the town, and we all forget, guys, that was 27 years ago, and I'll kind of leave it at that, but just wanted just a little reminder. And I think that... You know, we can lose sight of these things. 27 years is a long time. And there's a generation of people that don't even live anymore. They're not alive anymore that witnessed that. And of course, you have a generation in the middle that slightly remembers that. And you have a generation that has no clue that ever took place. And the reason I even brought that up, the reason why I even played that, everyone, is to make you aware the government will come and the government will take what it wants. There is nothing you can do about it. If the government has decided that they're going to come and take you and the things that you love most, they are coming and there is nothing you can do about it. You know, I don't want to sound like the sky is falling, but in reality, if there's anything that this shows us and this is telling us is that this is the truth and reality of it. We need to stop this now. We have to figure out a way to protect ourselves. We are literally eating ourselves from the inside out. Our government, the Nancy Pelosi's of the world, the Governor Cuomo's, the Bill de Blasio's, the Lori Lightfoot's, these people are literally taking us out. You know, they're finding the biggest threats first and they're taking us out. Again, regardless of how you feel about President Trump, regardless about how you feel about Joe Biden, this isn't about that. This is about you. This is about me. This is about us working hard and having a society, a functioning society and an economy in which we can pursue happiness. That's what's promised to us by the Constitution. So here we are and we're in a situation where we're watching the government do as it pleases and we're taking it bite by bite and there's nothing we can do about it. And I challenge anyone, reach out to me, thebobbykudoshow@gmail.com or any of the social media platforms, obviously, on all of them. Send me a message. Let me know what you think. Tell me, do you think there's a way? Do you believe there's a way or do you believe it's too late? Because quite honestly, I don't know how we turn at this point. How do we make the turn at this point? Did the government just, again, like I mentioned earlier, the State Department just announced that they're not going to share information with Joe Biden anymore. That's a serious problem, guys. That shouldn't be happening. It's happening because they know that Joe Biden has been compromised, right? He's been compromised by foreign governments. And I'm not just saying this because I'm playing sides here, guys, because I'm Switzerland. I'm neutral. I'm in the middle. I'm always up for the best guy for the job. If I thought Joe Biden was the best guy for the job, then I'd be all Joe Biden. But what I'm telling you is this is shenanigans. People are lying to you. They're not telling you the truth. And this will continue. And this will absolutely continue because why wouldn't it? They're doing these things and they're winning. They're going to continue to do it. We've given them no reason not to. If Pelosi can get up there and, you know, guys, this goes back to even let's talk about the Obama administration. Let's talk about that for a second. And let's talk about Obamacare. Let's talk about Nancy Pelosi actually telling the citizens of this nation, hey, listen, you'll know what's in it when you vote it in. And we did. And we did. We voted it in, not even knowing. And here we are, the same situation again. We're not going to know what it is until you vote it in and people actually are voting it in. How is that even possible? Yeah, you know, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make sense to me. It shouldn't make sense to you because it doesn't make any logical sense. Never, ever would we make any decisions, any rightful decisions in our lives for yourself or for your family without knowing all the facts. That's pretty straightforward and simple. You know, you go buy a car and you'll spend 8 hours buying a car. Why? Because you want to get the best deal. You want to make sure you get the best rate, right? All of those things. You're getting what you want, right? You spend a whole day, spend 2 days. When it comes to the well-being and your position in the society, no one's spending any time other than scrolling through Twitter or scrolling through Facebook. You know, and again, and I mentioned the two-dimensional universe that we all live in. Everybody you follow thinks the same way you do. I challenge you to go follow somebody who doesn't think the same way you do. I challenge you to go and follow. If you're a liberal, go follow a conservative. Just one. Go find one. If you're a conservative, go find a liberal. Go follow one. Because we're all Americans, liberal, conservative, left, right, progressive. It doesn't matter. We're all Americans first. So I am a strong believer in two sides. We need to have opposing forces because that's where greatness is created. But if we're not talking, if we're not communicating, if we're not sharing information, if we're just mad at each other, then nothing will come of that. Our government right now is playing both sides. They know that they can, and they will, and they'll continue to do it. They're going to make you hate conservatives. They're going to make you hate liberals. And that's the game we continue to play. And it'll go around and around and around. So I ask you all just to do yourselves a favor. Please, 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 please. Today, if you do one thing today, go follow your opposing force. I swear to you, it's going to enlighten you. And don't be mad. It's okay. Because you can say what you want to say. And people will hear it. They don't have to like it, but they're going to hear it. And you know what? Out of 10 people, if one person hears that and it makes a difference, well isn't it worth it? Yeah, damn right it is. And that's why I'm here. And that's why I'm delivering this message. Because if it's thousands, if it's hundreds of thousands, or if it's just one, if there's just one person out there that gets this message and I can help them, then I win. Then we win, right? The world is a better place. And that's the way we have to look at this. We can no longer depend on the Bill de Blasio's and Andrew Cuomo's to save us. They're just not going to do it. You know, and if you want to go all the way to the top, to the presidency, to president, the presidential office and everything below it, they're making a lot of money. And I'm just going to throw this out there. And this is pretty much going to set it. This is going to set your place in society as you know it. If the government cared about you the way that it cares about itself, then we would all have the same healthcare.
True.
If your government, if your selectmen, your congressmen, right, your local state rep, all those people, if they cared about you, wouldn't you have the same health insurance that they do? Well, you don't. You don't have it. It's not available to you. And in case you didn't know, once you get into government office and you hold that position, even if you leave, you continue to have that insurance for the longevity of your life. So even if you go in there and you're in there for 2 years, right? I'm in, I'm out. You still have the right to those benefits for the rest of your life. So there you go. There's a hypocrisy in that. And that will continue. So remember, if you think for 1 second that the government cares about you and your well-being, they don't. And they won't. And they never will. Because the government is a money machine. The government is a controlling government machine. And their power comes from making you scared, making you afraid, making you believe things that aren't necessarily true. Watching BBC News the other day, watching World News, and I was completely blown away that I had no idea. The world is in humongous turmoil. Stop for a second and get away from the United States news. Go to BBC. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of BBC because BBC plays both sides, but just go check it out. BBC World News, they're pretty good. And just go pay attention to what's happening around the world. We're so consumed with what's going on here that I don't think anybody's paying attention to what's going on around the world. And there are a lot of things going on around the world. A lot. A lot of similar things that were happening here in the United States. Coincidence? Probably not. You start talking about one world government, the new world order. That's a potential. You know, again, guys, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I never claimed to be or never said that I was. But the truth and reality of it is if we're so consumed with what's going on just here and we're not watching what's going on in the world, that's usually where the The punch comes from the back of the head you didn't even see coming. Let's really pay attention and look around. You know, I'm not going to make this a long, drawn-out episode like I normally do. I really wanted to just get a message to everyone and letting you know that I'm thinking about you guys. And me personally, you know, times are obviously crazy right now. Things are busy between work and the holidays and Christmas, Thanksgiving. As I all mentioned to you in the past, I'm a manager. I work. I have a full-time job. So I obviously have to dedicate and focus my time into my paying job. And then I do the best that I can to put these podcasts together to get a message out to you. This Saturday morning was a beautiful morning. I figured it'd be a great way to reach out to everyone and say that I miss you all very, very much. And I apologize for the gap in episodes. But understand that, you know, working with other projects, working on the DAP project with Steve and Joe, which I'm just so excited about. And the idea that we are sharing this content with everyone and the amount of fanfare and wonderful, wonderful compliments that we're getting, comments, you name it, from everyone. Thank you so much. You know, and I know a lot of those people are the Bobby Kudo Show fans. Thank you guys. Thank you for taking the time and checking us out. And, you know, I'm hoping that this is the next step, right? This is the next step in moving forward. The studio has grown. I'm looking around the room right now and I'm just absolutely blown away at the progress in the studio. So legitimate, full out, blown out studio with everything that I need to produce a great, entertaining podcast. You know, the only thing that matters is the content, right? We got to provide the super hard and enriching content that you all always look forward to when you come to the Bobby Kudo Show. So just a couple of things I want to bring up, guys. You know, obviously Christmas is coming, so if you haven't had a chance, go over to Etsy.com/ The Bobby Kudo Show and go show your support for the show. T-shirt, mug, get the awesome sweatshirt, especially this time of the year, and get a beanie, right? It's like 2 degrees outside today, so go get a beanie, keep your head warm. Anchor FM, if you guys want to support the show, please go over and do that, and I really, really appreciate that, you know that. And of course, loveshriners.org, such a great organization. And guys, and I mentioned the DAP, you know, go check out the DAP, thedap.co, or the Disgruntled American Podcast.com, the Disgruntled American podcast@gmail.com for any emails or inquiries. And of course, go check that out, because, I mean, again, such great content with Steve and Joe. A little different than what we do here. I know today we kind of talked a little bit about politics, kind of a little bit about history, and made it just kind of, you know, a shorter podcast than usual. And I'm trying to minimize, you know, I normally go an hour and a half, almost 2 hours. So I'm going to try to experiment with this and maybe make them a little shorter, maybe make them an hour, a little more bite-sized for everyone to kind of get what they need. And, you know, maybe we're just kind of going to focus a little bit more on the content, make it more content divided, maybe 15-minute segments, four different segments, maybe something along those lines. I listen to Dan Bongino, love his show, and I admire the fact that he can, in an hour, he's able to share a lot of information. So I'm trying to work on my craft and make that a little more enriching for all of you, so that way we can all enjoy these podcasts in more of a smaller bite-sized segment. And that way you can share, right? You got to listen to the Bobby Kudo Show, you got to listen to the Disgruntled American Podcast, and of course, whatever other shows you listen to, but we've got to make them, you know, bite-sized enough that you can actually consume them and not be over inundated. So that's pretty much it for this episode, guys. I want to thank everybody so much for being here. I really, really appreciate the support. I mean, listen, on between the website and all the social media, I cannot believe the amount of interactions. I mean, we're talking thousands and thousands. And of course, the listenership for the show is just absolutely fantastic. I mean, we're literally talking worldwide, and we're over tens of thousands of listens for the Bobby Kudo Show. And I thank you for that. I thank you all for that. I thank my friends, my family, everybody who supported the show all this time, for being there, because, I mean, again, without you and your support, none of this is possible, right? I mean, just literally, you need the help and support. So thank you all for that. I really, really appreciate it. Make sure you reach out, right? I mean, reach out. I mean, I always love hearing from everyone, regardless of whether it's a compliment, whether it's a question, whether it's some criticism. It's all fun. It's all good for me. This is why we're here. This is how we change the world. We literally change the world one word at a time. And I invite you all to do that. We just cannot sit back and allow this to continue. We have to take a stand. So please remember that, guys. Make sure you check everything out. Make sure you go and check out the social media sites. Go check out Facebook and interact, right? This is what it's all about. The podcast is the element, and it's what happens after I drop the podcast that really is the most interesting to me, because that's really where you get everybody's opinion. So everybody, I really, really appreciate your time. Thank you so much for lending me your ear. I mean, listen, if I don't talk to you guys, have a super very Merry Christmas. Hanukkah just ended yesterday, everybody. I hope you had a wonderful Hanukkah. So Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy New Year. I would imagine you guys are going to be hearing a DAP episode coming up soon. So be on the lookout for that as well. But until then, guys, I hope this holds you over. Again, thank you for lending me your ear. Have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. And remember, guys, that all roads lead here.